You got the touch.
It's all been a world of ice sense if you force it to.
I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
And here we go.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't start some shit?
Warp 1, engage.
Ah, oh, man, that's some heavy shit, man.
But you ape, like me,
came here to save you. Oh, yeah? And who's gonna come to save you, Junior?
Yeah.
A reason for me, trouble.
You shoot me in a dream, you better wake up and apologize.
Been chopping trees, I've done something new for this fight.
It's suicide! You can't win!
I am the one who knocks.
Are you not entertained?
I generally ask this of anyone that comes on the show is to, you know, bring us a news article, something that you might have read, something that just, you know, just spoke to you when you saw it and you're like, oh, I've got to tell someone about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rob, is he there?
Yeah, can you hear me, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said it keeps going in and out. It's really weird. I don't know if it's my connection or what, but
did you have one?
Oh, Tom's getting pissed. So I was on Facebook and I saw a video of the Roomba, and I was thinking to myself, you're going to spend $200 on a Roomba. That's the one thing.
Okay, hold on. So just so I'm clear, you know, make sure I'm up on my tech here. The Roomba is a little robot that
pumps
things and vacuums and cleans.
So. Yes.
All right.
So somebody spent $200 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, man, we're super getting lazy. The human race is just getting absolutely lazy.
It's,
plus,
yeah, like
Skynet. Skynet's getting closer and closer.
Yep.
So, you know.
Yep.
That's all.
The Roomba?
The Roomba.
You went with the Roomba.
I went with the
Things
Roomba.
Things that fascinated you today.
Yeah, the Roomba. It was more
Tom
irritating.
Handle hat.
It was more irritation.
Do you ever see? Have you ever? Before you start talking about the merits of a Roomba, which is an amazing product. Do you like vacuuming?
It's okay. It's not my favorite thing to do, but.
But you wouldn't mind having a little robot for $200 if you didn't have to vacuum? That's not worth it to you?
That's $200 though, dude. That's a lot of money, man.
I'm just saying, like, if you, like, you know, saved a couple of ducats away here and there, like a Roomba would be possible. You earned it.
Is it really doing a good job? Is it really doing a good job, though? I don't know.
Why don't you do some testing on it? Why don't you check the stats on the website compared to a normal household vacuum cleaner? Look this shit up, man. Just don't discredit the Roomba. Like, personally, I love when you see, like, memes or videos of, like, cats on top of them and they're, like, going around the house.
I must have missed that one.
You haven't seen any of those videos of a cat like on top of that and it's like going around, or like the stories. You know what really freaks me out? The stories about the people who the Roomba, like the dog shit in the house during the night, and the Roomba drags the shit around the house, and you just wake up to the whole floor.
That's nasty, dude.
That is hilarious to me. So, yeah, you know, we
Chris,
have Roomba.
Chris, can you bring us back in?
I'm sorry I brought this up.
No, it was okay for a second, but you know, hey, I mean,
a Roomba. Out of anything you could have possibly said, if you'd have said you woke up tomorrow morning with your head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I was that the story that you brought to us was about a fucking Roomba.
All right.
And you're welcome.
That was a great, great, great pick, Rob. Great pick.
That was.
Oh, man. All right. So, what do we want? Are we going to hit a list real quick?
Yeah, let's hit a list.
Do you remember any of those ones that I had mentioned?
What was the fucked up things gamers do to other gamers?
The cruelest, most messed up things gamers have done to other gamers.
And then we have to tell a story about a time we did something fucked up to somebody.
Like a time that you can remember that you got really pissed playing like Halo or something like that. Like, have you ever been baited where you just start like fucking mouthing off to somebody that you can remember or you can recall? Like, I can remember freaking the fuck out at some of the, like, people that would play music in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, like, before you could mute them? Like, wasn't that not a thing yet in Halo 2? You couldn't mute people?
Yeah.
I don't remember. But, like, and there was proximity chat. Proximity chat.
Yeah, I remember
was,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you could hear people from the other team be like, fuck you, when you kill them. Like, dude, I've been in some violent fucking Halo matches.
Yeah, this isn't this list with this stuff isn't gonna work. It's a lot of PC games and stuff that we're not gonna.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't think we got it. Like a Second Life mogul bombarded with floating penises.
Yeah, I have no idea about that.
An Ultima Online player would manipulate everyone into dying.
No, that doesn't hold water. What's the sci-fi things that don't make any sense? What's the top 10 on those?
Okay, 23 most idiotic bad science moments in disaster movies.
Because I know our Megadon's going to be on there.
This is the random list of the evening. And this kind of ties in because we just recently spoke on one of our last casts about the reemergence of Thundercats, which is coming for Cartoon Network. Yes, Tom is shaking his head back and forth.
Why? Why do they keep trying to bastardize everything that we hold sacred? Anything that we thought was cool, they found a way to fuck up. Except unless you're a Marvel fan, then life is just fucking great. You have no reason to jump off of a bridge. But when you're a,
you know,
like anything else,
it's funny because it's funny because there was a time, and you know it, in our lives that Marvel movies sucked. I mean, Cap. I mean, Fantastic not Four. Cap, DC. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, they still suck. Daredevil. I like Daredevil. Sucked.
The director's cut.
You like the director's cut, but that didn't count. And so many people will never see that because the original theatrical one sucks so hard. And I love Jennifer Garner. Ben Affleck, I can tolerate him.
He's a Boston guy. Like, I gotta love him. That's why I think he's a great Batman. And I know that brings a lot of shit to the table, but he's a pretty good Bruce Wayne. Because like, Bruce Wayne's good, on spot.
His Bruce Wayne is solid, but, you know, come on, let's be realistic. His Batman just sucks, and it sucks just because that's the way it was written.
I don't know, dude. In Batman versus Superman, when he did that Arkham City fight against everybody, that was pretty fucking dope. And he gave that guy a rock bottom.
Yeah.
That was pretty dope.
Everything, you know, where we
I would love saw to see Batman, a violent Batman movie. Like,
Where we saw Batman at his point in his life, it just didn't equate to him being the world's greatest detective. He just made stupid shit, stupid decisions. The whole Martha stuff was garbage. I mean, he was just written just bad.
Yeah. Do you think we could ever see a rated R Batman movie? Like, do you think it's even a possibility? I mean, like animated movies, obviously we have those, but could you imagine if they did like a big budget rated R Batman?
I absolutely could imagine something like that. But
you really think they would try to? Lego Batman was a a kids movie. It wasn't really a risk because it was Lego and Batman. Like, I don't know about you, but I love that movie. I thought it was freaking hilarious.
Look, the only way that Lego Batman's great. It is the Lego Flash. I'm not too sure how that's going to turn out. I haven't watched that, but
yeah, anyways, I haven't either.
What I'm trying to make here is that. I don't remember the point I was trying to make. Tom just spit his drink.
Oh god! I thought it was time to take a sip. I was like, okay, he's gonna make his point. I'll be okay.
I had a good point, but you kept on fucking talking. Oh, okay. Here's the point. Would there be a rated R Batman?
Yeah.
So look, I believe that that could happen, but very much the way I was upset about Man of Steel is the same way I'd be upset about Batman. And probably one of the reasons why I don't like a lot of the other Batmans as much as maybe you do is in some of those other ones, Batman clearly killed some people.
Yeah. I mean,
take that one assault in the house with he's fighting all those agents and he probably rock bottomed the dude on his neck.
Yeah. That was so cool.
On. The one guy would think, yeah, it was cool. It looked absolutely
And he
great,
used the gadgets, remember? He made it so none of them could shoot him. No, like, that was so neat.
I get it. But the reason why. Just like Supes, just like Bat, They don't kill. That's just the way it goes. So to answer your question, could have rated R Batman work? Absolutely, if there was an alternate timeline. The whole Flashpoint idea that they were talking about doing, about showing that other world where Aquaman and Wonder Woman, Atlantis and Themyscira went to war, destroyed, you know, half the world. The Batman Joker thing, Bruce was the one that died in the alley.
Yeah.
So his father became Batman and his mom became the Joker. And in that one, that Batman, he had guns, he would kill. And
see, I don't like that comic, I don't know.
No, I'll lend you the comics. The comic is great. It is awesome. And if you go into Snyder's version, especially with all the other roles that they did, where you saw Negan from The Walking Dead and Maggie from The Walking Dead as Bruce's parents, and they're walking through, remember, and then they get killed, they show us that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about? That scene?
Yeah.
Well, if they would have kept Flashpoint, the rumor was is that he, you know, that guy, Negan, what the hell is his real name?
I know who you're talking about. He was a comedian.
Yes, the comedian, the Watchman.
And Watchman,
yeah. So he would have been Batman.
Yeah.
You know, Thomas Wayne. I could totally believe that, see that happening, and him killing people, or, you know, not that that killing, not to us having to see Batman kill multiple people doesn't really need to be shown, but that grittier, violent, and hurting people, and yes, death possible. Yeah, he would be the guy that could pull it off. I would hate to see Ben Affleck cast as Batman killing people, you know, like, knowingly, if you will.
Huh. See, I'd be totally okay with that.
Nah, that's... It's, you're kind of going against the reason why we love heroes. I mean, we love heroes because they make the right fucking decisions, you know? And,
no, see, that's why I like Batman so much, is because he's so flawed.
No, he's flawed, but Batman ultimately always has the good of the people in mind.
Yeah, but I'm so attracted to the duality of that, of the show, of the of like the comics. Like, everybody has like one bad day, you know, like you've read it. How many times has the Joker made a speech about it, or Batman has made a speech about it, or, you know, Dent made a speech about it, that you're just one bad day away from becoming a hero, or, you know, losing your friggin' mind. Like, that's,
you know,
to me, that just hits me really deep.
The villain. Yeah, I get it. You know, I had mentioned before the war of jokes and riddles. You know, it ends with that very conundrum that you're speaking of,
yeah,
where Batman having to make he didn't make a choice. It was one of those instinctive things that happened, and something happened, and it could have changed everything. But the fact that it didn't, and that's what makes him the in my opinion, the best hero, the world's greatest detective, is because he doesn't. He always has a contingency to prevent him from having to kill people.
Yeah, but I mean, it would just be like the one day, I don't know. It would almost be like somebody going through like a relapse. Like, what if one time, like, what if every now and again he just like kills like,
yeah, I
one
mean, but
person, like here and there.
I don't know. Well, let it be. That's like the controversial.
An Elseworld.
If that's like, well, an alternate reality or something. But that was like the controversial story that they did last year of Captain America actually being the leader of Hydra. He was one of, you know, well, you haven't watched the fucking Winter Soldier, but basically he was a sleeper agent, or they sucked all the super serum out of him and reprogrammed his brain, and he became the ultimate bad guy, and it absolutely soured tens of thousands of Marvel Captain America fans, because, you know, here you have this iconic hero like a Batman that's been around for ages, and, you know, the reason why we love it is because they will make the core right decision, and they completely changed it and made him the ultimate bad guy. I mean, the head of Hydra, it's like a fucking Hitler, if you will, a Red Skull. There you go. So it's wrong. So turn around and take Batman out and put him as a Lex Luthor, or put him in these, the one that we know, the Bruce Wayne that we know, wouldn't make any fucking sense to make him a killer. But show me a different world, an alternate reality, one of those 52 worlds. I can't wait to read that series that just came out, the Batman Metal. Did you hear about that?
No, but I know just by it being called Metal, who would be interested in it.
Google real quick, Batman Metal comic covers. look at the different covers that they have for this.
Batman metal comic. Dude, did you see that thing I posted on Facebook about the Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
They're re-releasing out.
Yep.
Did you see the price?
No.
$999.
Holy shit.
But it includes like so much shit. It's ridiculous. I mean, I'm not like tempted to buy it or anything, but that's pretty freaking cool. All right, so the Batman stuff. Whoa.
So, there's multiple.
So he's fighting a dragon. Who is that?
There's multiple different Batman that are coming from, I guess, these different universes or whatever, and all of them embody a different member of the Justice League, or in one case, one of them is the Joker.
Oh, dude, that one with the dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Heavy Metal Magazine. My bad. Totally different.
So, anyways.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so obviously, a lot of these Batman that we're going to see in metal do very bad things. And, you know, that to me is okay, sure, great, let's see it. But it can't be the Bruce Wayne that we know. And if it's the Bruce Wayne that we know, it has to be under some sort of, you know, Bill Cosby dropping the drink type of thing. It has to be, you know, an altered state or something.
Why do you always gotta bring up the Cosby, Jason? Everything has to be about the Cosby.
September 24th. Can't wait.
Bye bye.
We might have to do. Yeah, we might have to record that night. Can't wait to hear that.
We might have to. It might be one of those landmark moments.
It could be. It could be. It's gonna. It is gonna be a landmark moment of either them doing the right thing or him getting away. Oh, well, yeah. You know, he's 80 years old. You know, we're gonna smack him with a, what, like a 10-year sentence, but he'll have credit served and he'll do 6 months. You know, like in freaking. You know the. Palm Beach Golf Club, you know?
He has to donate all of his proceeds from like Ghost Dad and the Cosby Show. That's what they'll slap him with.
No, Leonard Six.
Yeah, Leonard Six. That's
Leonard
right.
Six.
Oh god.
Fucking
that ass. Is the weirdest trailer you will ever see. If you have not, if any of you don't know, if you just said, oh, Leonard Six, I don't get it, whatever, move on with your life. No. Stop what you're doing right now. Like, after you get done listening to this show, obviously. But then go on YouTube and type in, what was it, Lorenzo Six?
No, it is Leonard. Leonard.
Leonard Six. Watch Leonard. The trailer for this. Oh, my God. It is the craziest looking movie.
All right, so, yeah, we got to do this list, man. We're way over.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the list. Shockingly dark finales of kids shows.
Okay.
Some of these now.
I can't even think of any ones that were like really bad when I was a kid.
Okay, well, if you haven't seen these, then this might not work. So let's see what happens. All right. Did you watch the TV show, or do you remember the TV show Dinosaurs?
Yeah. Not the mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to love that show.
So this was Henson's, it was Jim Henson's final gift to the world before he passed away in the early 90s. This came out in 1994. It was a pretty popular, animatronic dinosaurs with a goofy, playful attitude right up till its infamously horrible finale.
Yeah, they had drugs back then too. Remember when Robbie was doing the cocaine looking thing, wasn't it like that green powder or something that he was doing
in Dinosaurs?
Yeah, there was an episode where Robbie got like hooked on drugs. I loved that show, dude. So I mean,
you're
I
talking about Jim Henson's Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Okay. No, Robbie. I don't remember the coke. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
There's a Robbie. I'll look it up right now if I can.
But you don't know how it ended though.
I don't remember now.
But you loved the show, huh?
Yeah, okay. But I don't remember how. Yeah, I did, but I mean, like.
Yeah, no. So this then this might hit you then. No, don't look it up because let me read this to you. Okay.
Let me shatter everything you find.
That's a good way to start. Exactly.
You couldn't wait. Okay. So,
this was the Sinclair family. They were megalosauruses. Okay, so Earl, who's the patriarch of the whole family, the Sinclair family, he worked for the Wasio Corporation. You remember?
Yeah, okay. I might be wrong. I might have imagined that episode then.
With Wasiso Corporation. So the company's well-intentioned, it works inadvertently, messes with the laws of nature, and brings about an ice age that none of the dinosaurs can survive. The show's harrowing final shots show the family sitting nervously in front of their TV, their house covered in snow, hoping desperately the news will provide them with some reassurance. Instead, the anchor, Howard Handup, solemnly bids them goodbye, at which point the screen fades to black, and all the dinosaurs die in the ice age.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Wow.
4 seasons, 91 to 94, and that's how it ended.
That's a bummer.
It gets better.
I don't like that. Oh, great. It gets better?
Do you remember The Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how that ended?
Didn't What's-Her-Face go blind? No, didn't she have, like, a school? Or didn't Michael Landon die in it or something?
Michael Landon did die. Okay, so this was... I remember this. We didn't have a lot of channels back in the day. There wasn't stuff that we have these days called cable TV with 5,000 channels.
You know, we didn't have Netflix.
Exactly. If you were lucky, you had 10 channels.
You watched what was on.
Exactly. And one of the channels that you always had was the PBS, and Little House on the Prairie would always run on it, at least where I grew up. So this was between 74 and 82. And it was...
Shit, I wasn't even born yet.
Oh, shit. So this was in... It was set in the 1870s, rural Minnesota. Probably the most famous person was the guy that you said, Michael Landon. He had a show later after that called Something with an Angel. And
Like Touched by an Angel or something?
There you go, yeah. So that had a big thing, and he died unexpectedly at a young age. But anyways, so... You know, homesteaders, 1870s, that life. Let me see. So the ending was pretty depressing. The last farewell, the townsfolk learned that a property mogul had arrived at town, and he was planning on homesteading their land, and they were trying to fight back. However, their resistance is futile to keep the land that this guy wanted, and they knew they were fighting a losing battle, so they had to take drastic measures. And they destroyed their town and made it devoid of human life, and then packed up and moved somewhere else. There's actually pictures here showing them blowing up their houses and setting them on fire before they left the town.
So that was like the first purge.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
I did want to talk about the purge when we do the review for Deadpool, so let's bring that up.
Okay.
Did you watch ALF?
Yeah, doesn't he go back Alf? Or doesn't he find out, like, Melmac's been destroyed? Was that the last one?
Okay, so ALF was out between 1986 and 1990. Mm. He was a lovable alien fuzzball that had an insatiable appetite for cats.
Yeah, like ALF's, we all do.
Yep, ALF stood for alien life form. Had about 102 episodes. He really wasn't like a puppet, you know. Was it a dude that was inside of him?
No. I think it was a pup. No, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was. I mean, I think back to some of the episodes, and like, I can't for sure say like which one it was.
So 4 seasons. So up until the show's finale, the most disturbing thing about the lovable alien fuzzball was how he loved cats. But it was a solid run until the dark final episode that suggests that ALF was meant to continue. It suggested that ALF was continue even longer. It ends when the friendly alien is captured by mysterious government agents who have been keeping tabs on his every move. They make it worse. It's implied that they plan to probe and dissect the poor guy in an underground lab. And then...
Jeez!
6 years passed in real time. And then they had ALF's true... they made a sequel to ALF. What the fuck? Called Project ALF Part 2. This came out in 96, a made-for-TV science movie. Blah, 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 blah.
I remember the ALF Christmas movie.
Oh, come on. I'm going to read the whole fucking story here. Yeah. What the fuck? ALF. Yeah. I guess it ended... The original episodes had ended with him... getting the men in black coming for him, and they say that they're going to dissect him and probe him and prod him and stuff. Had to wait for 6 years for the sequel to come out, And then there was some stupid storyline where Alf and, you know, the Tanner family had to save the day. And then I guess at the end of it, they make Alf some sort of ambassador for alien choice and bullshit. And Alf is questioning whether they've made the right decision. So,
wow.
Flop and fizzle. They should have left it alone.
But maybe I just am blocking these out because they were such painful memories as a child. Like, if I did see them.
Mantis.
Don't know that one.
Mantis. There was the.
Weren't they like fish people or something?
No, Mantis stood for. Before horror director Sam Raimi took on Spider-Man, he championed the world's first live-action African-American superhero in 1994. The delightfully weird Mantis follows the adventurers. Follows the adventures of a hero who fights crime in an exoskeleton after a stray bullet paralyzes him from the waist down.
Never heard of it.
I remember the name, but the picture does not look right. Yeah, we'll skip that.
Yeah, let's skip that one.
Another one is about the Teen Titans, how Beast Boy is forced to forget about the love of his life. That was in the feature-length film Trouble in Tokyo. With Tara, who's a villain. Yeah, I've seen that before. This is kind of a plop and fizzle there. I'll cut that one.
Womp womp.
You know anything about womp, womp, you know anything about the World of David the Gnome?
No? The hell would I know about World of David the Gnome?
Yeah, me either. I've never even heard of that. So
sounds about as interesting as Lord of the Rings.
It's not going to even make the cut anyway, so I'm not going to even respond to that.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So this one, Superman, the animated series, which I thought was a great, very much like Batman. It was more of a mature...
I didn't see the Superman one.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I mean, it might be on Netflix. Not that you'd ever watch it, but it's definitely good. If ever watching Cartoon Network late at night or Boomerang, it's definitely worth checking out.
Okay.
But not everyone can be saved in Superman. This is where... Darkseid comes back at the last second. He shoots his Omega Sanctions and winds up killing somebody at the last second. It was pretty surprising when it happened.
That's a bad way to end it. I don't think Batman the Animated Series ever had like a official ending, did it?
Say that again?
Batman the Animated Series? Yeah, it wasn't like an actual ending. It was just like the end of that season and then it didn't come back.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Man, I remember I got the whole Batman animated series from our boy Josh.
Dude, I have the whole set too, all the DVDs. Yeah,
and I traded him like, I remember it was something really stupid. I think it might have been like, I don't even remember. I know he was angry about it. He regretted that one.
Because for those four, like, those were hard to get. That was back when you still had to go to this place called the store to buy stuff. Like, you still had to go to the mall, like to FYE or something like that. Like, ordering over the internet still wasn't like a huge thing yet.
Right.
Like, so I can remember like pre-ordering those at like FYE in the mall, or what was it before it was FYE? When it was across from GameStop. Specs?
There was Sam Goody that was really old Specs. And no, it was always FYE after that. Specs wasn't even there. No.
It was Specs.
Was it?
Yeah, because that's where I used to get my Ticketmaster stuff for concerts and stuff.
Gotcha.
Way back in the day. God, that's so long ago. And that mall's like you said, it's a ghost town now.
It is.
So weird to go in there.
Oh, wow, man. Dude, all the rest of the ones that they have on here are stuff that I haven't heard of.
Huh. Like what?
Yeah. So David the Gnome.
No.
There was Superman the Animated Series. We already talked about that. Then there's another one about Reboot.
Nope.
I remember there was a game called Reboot, which is based off the TV show.
The ending to Wonder Years was depressing. Remember? Like him and Winnie didn't end up together. And his dad died. Like.
No, I don't remember that.
Dude,
no.
Wonder Years at the end.
No, I remember Wonder Years, yeah.
Yeah, when they went the last episode... They're at a parade and they were like, he's going through like what happened with everybody. And like, he didn't end up with Winnie. They're like pen pals still. They would be Facebook friends nowadays. but and his dad died like the next summer or something. I used to love that show. Wonder Years was a great show. Remember Wendy Pfeffercorn or whatever her name was? You know what I'm talking about?
I remember the name, but it was always...
Or no, am I thinking that... No, it wasn't. That's
Winnie Cooper?
No, that's The Sandlot. I'm thinking of... what the hell was her name?
The Sandlot, the one that the lifeguard...
Yeah, Wendy Pfeffercorn or whatever.
Yeah.
That's her. The one I'm thinking of is Gwendolyn. Remember the big blonde that was like way taller than him? That was always trying to get with him when he was broken up with Winnie?
Yeah.
What was he thinking? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So dude, the list is pretty much done. Well, that's a fucking dud, dude.
Wah, wah.
I'll make something out of it.
I'm sure you can find something.
It goes to the wild thornberries.
Nor do I.
Beast Boy, blah blah blah.
Dude, so Zelda, I passed the 50-hour mark already. Already. Dude, I've been playing it so differently than I did the first time I played it, and I'm enjoying it so much more, knowing what I know now. It's one of those games. Like, I'm usually not somebody that replays stuff after I beat it. Like, I'm usually like, okay, like, maybe... Like, the Batman games I have. But, like, that's not very often I'll go back through and start over again.
Yeah, dude, I'm scrolling through this. There's gazillions of lists on this ranker.com, but it's, like, starting a whole nother.
Well, we're going to get some more stuff whenever we have this Deadpool conversation, too, so.
Yeah, and I could probably smack some of this stuff on that Roomba one. I'd like to put that one out. It's just sitting there doing nothing.
like a Roomba. We ask you to bring us a fucking story and you bring us a Roomba. Yeah, man, I just hate him. What do you mean you hate him?
His reason for bringing it was
He's like, what do you guys think about Roombas? I don't like them. It's like, that's what you bring to the table?
Are you punking us?
Yeah, that's like you brought napkins to Thanksgiving. Everybody bring a dish. That was like, I got in trouble when I was in school one time because we were having a canned food drive, and you know what, I'm proud of my ingenuity, but apparently it's frowned upon at school to buy can openers to a canned food drive.
Okay,
you believe that? If you're having canned food drive, what happens to the cans if they don't have a can opener? What are they going to beat him against a rock?
I mean, correct me if I'm... Hold on. Let's think about this logically, okay? Because maybe if you would have thought about it this day, then maybe we wouldn't be here now. So a canned food drive, correct me if I'm wrong, is when people bring all sorts of canned food to a location that will collect them and then donate them to people that are less fortunate and can't afford to buy these things, right?
Yes.
Therefore... these canned goods would be going to many a different places and area.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you're bringing a whole bunch of can openers, or you're bringing one can opener and said, here you go.
I brought five.
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 How much money did you spend?
I think they were only like $3.99. I got them from like the Dollar General store, the one that.
Okay. So you from Macintosh. Just say you, I'm going out on a limb. You spent $2 on $3 a piece on them.
Yeah.
So $12 you probably dropped.
Yeah.
Just under $20. We'll round it up.
Okay. So let me ask you something.
$15.
So if you have people that are doing that, like, you got to think there's new people to that program that are getting the cans that, like, they would have
a need for a can opener. I'm pretty sure that they might have means to open up those cans.
How do you know? How many times have you gone to crack open a beer and nobody had like a beer opener around you? Okay.
I hear you.
So
if they had a beer food drive, what would you rather them send? Beer?
I would suggest you bring
a can opener.
I would suggest can openers as well. I don't think that would be bad to have beer openers donated to a beer drive either.
Well, then we'll fall back on the money thing. How much more could you have purchased can-wise versus...
It doesn't matter how much
more... No, it does, because it's...
If you can't open the can, you have to start with the basic step. You have to be able to open a can.
The basic step before you turn around and get a can would be a can opener, right? Or you would be innovative enough to create another way at home to open that up. A can opener.
And how the fuck do you propose you do that? What other way?
A knife and you'd fucking bang it in the thing to open it up and bam, 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 bam.
What kind of childhood did you have? Did you really have to do that?
No, if it comes down to my last dollar to buy a canned food or what I would expect to get from a canned food drive, I'd want a canned can. I would want a can that has food in it and not be given a can opener. Because what the fuck am I going to do with that?
Okay.
So let's just say you bought 500 can openers. Okay. And they're going to go ahead and give it to 500 people. And yeah. They're going to be, what the fuck am I supposed to open with this? Where's my can? Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have any canned food, but we do have a can opener.
They don't go around to each house and give you one can.
Well, it's because you only gave them three can openers.
You don't go up after a canned food drive and somebody like bangs on the door of these
a
people.
A canned food drive it's not a canned food and can opener donation drive. No,
but
it's
how
a canned
the fuck
food drive.
Do you open the can?
Canned food drive. Bring canned food, not a can opener.
You need can openers. You're telling me that any of these agencies... I would like to know that stat. Or, as my voice cracks, I would like to know that stat.
There is no stat. There is no stat.
There's got to be a stat.
The
of
stat
how many...
is don't do it. That's the stat. Don't do it. Canned food drive.
No, I'm asking Google right now. Canned food drive can openers. Like, do they give you... No. I'm looking this up. I bet... There has to be, like, can.
No, it doesn't matter.
Why is it?
It's a canned food drive. You are supposed to donate canned foods, vegetables, fruit, anything, evaporated fucking milk.
Dude,
not a can opener.
The third question on Google: does Haiti have enough can openers? No, but there's plenty of machetes to go around.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah, this is it right here. They sent all this stuff over there, but they don't have can openers, so they're using machetes to open them.
What would you rather have? A fucking can opener / machete or a can of food?
But you're telling me
that... But you be the person expecting that you and Tiny Tim... On Christmas Eve, waiting for something to fucking eat, and the canned food drive service shows up at your fucking door and says, "Mr. White, Tiny Tim, here you go."
They would not give you just a can opener. It's a
package. Assuming
that's
you're
a
telling
package
me not
deal.
To assume. No, it's not a fucking package deal. Did you donate a package deal? Did you fucking tape these can openers to one fucking can of beans or something?
Yeah, they don't bang. They don't go around handing out a can of beans. They hand out like packages of stuff. Like it's usually all together. There's like a bunch of stuff in a box.
Do you know this as a fact, or are you assuming?
I mean, I know enough about canned food drives through
like that sounds
like
can opener guilt to me. That sounds can opener guilt.
There
ain't
no can opener guilt.
That's can opener guilt.
My father was a can opener. His father was a can opener. He made me noodles whenever I wanted them.
All right, yeah, this is a wrap, guys. This is it. I'm done.
Yeah,
that's
the sound of insaneness kicking in when you're quoting Dane Cook bullshit from years and years ago.
Yeah, where's that guy now working at fucking McDonald's?
I don't know. He made like some 9/11 jokes and shit.
And then that's why he's working at McDonald's. All right, folks, check the pages, check the site, follow them, stay up to date with new sounds, and the world needs to know.
The world needs to zazzercise.
I would buy that video.
Yeah, she should make that right there.
And
like,
put her and Negasonic in there and a couple other people. And Janelle Monáe could do the soundtrack.
There you go. That could work out well for everybody.
For some people more than others.
That'll be the special edition. That'll be the one that's...
Oh, I hope so. I got a freaking right fox now. All right. Have a good night.
See ya.
Later, man. All right. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, man. Later.
Bye.